USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. So how bad is it out there?
It's not like a snow day, you know, when you're a kid. This is serious stuff.
President Biden warning us all to stay in and stay safe during what some experts call a once-in-a-generation winter storm. In Colorado, eastbound lanes of Interstate 70 west of Denver have been closed thanks to several overturned semis. The Department of Transportation spokesman Bob Wilson has sound advice for anyone driving anywhere.
We have sub-zero temperatures throughout most all of the state. So, yeah, the last thing you want to do is get stuck and be stuck without any kind of provisions.
And if you're staying home, Erica Benitez at the Miami-Dade Fire Department says stay warm. But don't be stupid.
Never use charcoal grills or any fuel-burning devices indoors, as these can produce very dangerous levels of carbon monoxide. Remember to turn off any portable heaters when leaving your home or any room, or even before going to bed.
The storm will produce the coldest Christmas in Central Florida in nearly 40 years. The bomb cyclone is so powerful it will be the equivalent of a Category 2 hurricane when it hits the Great Lakes. And FlightAware has counted nearly 2,000 canceled and nearly 4,000 delayed flights so far today. Airlines have already canceled nearly 1,000 flights scheduled for tomorrow. The Senate still working on that federal spending bill, and House members are waiting somewhat patiently, according to Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We want people to be able to go home, and as you know, there's storms across America, and hopefully that will be a motivation for expedited discussion.
Senators are voting on a long list of amendments to the spending bill. Wall Street's end-of-the-year sell-off is in full bloom. The Dow's been down more than 700 points, or about 2% today. The Nasdaq's lost about 3.5%. This is USA News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Back to the winter storms, the mayor of Denver says his city's running out of resources to deal with the bitterly cold weather.
We're doing all we can, including open up our libraries and our rec centers as warming centers for people to come in, open to anybody.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock says the city's at a breaking point when it comes to accommodating those in need of shelter. He says the downtown convention center, which opened last night as a shelter, was quickly filled to capacity. We did find some humor in the middle of all this winter weather. A TV sportscaster who found himself doing live shots outside early this morning in the worst of it. Here are some highlights from reporter Mark Woodley at KWWL-TV in Waterloo, Iowa.
I normally do sports. Everything is canceled here for the next couple of days. So what better time to ask the sports guy to come in about 5 hours normally earlier than he would normally wake up, go stand out in the wind and the snow and the cold, and tell other people not to do the same. So this is a really long show. Tune in for the next couple hours to watch me progressively get crankier. Well, I'll tell you what, Ryan, I've got good news and I've got bad news. The good news is that I can still feel my face right now. The bad news is I kind of wish I couldn't. Live in Waterloo for the last time this morning. Thankfully, I'm Mark Woodley, News 7 KWWL.
I feel your pain, Mark. Actually, not that much, because I'm inside. Rich Johnson, USA News.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.